Yes, it's Life Diary time, and I have a guest. Pete Court is still here.
I've come in just for this.
Well, tell me, what's happening? Stories of Life is back for 2023.
It is, of course. It's back every year, and we're now into, let me just see, I think it was the 8th. We're up to the 8th, so this is the 8th year. The 8th anthology will be released at the end of this year for Stories of Life.
Now, for people that don't know what that is, please explain.
Stories of Life was started 8 years ago by Life FM and a whole bunch of other people getting together wanting to encourage people to share and to be able to tell your story of faith and testimony of living faith. So to be able to tell stories about, you know, how faith has been important to you individually. And so we started up this competition and people send in stories. They write their stories of faith and testimony.
And they're all short stories.
Very short stories. They can be very short or short. So they're up to, I think, 1,500 or 700 words, depending on, you know, how many words you have spare. So they send the stories in and then we read them, write them, and the best ones get published in an anthology each year. So as I said, we're up to the 8th one. There's last year's was called Bones and Blue Eyes and featured many fine writers. I can't remember the name of any of them. Can you?
There was Leah Grant.
Oh,
my
wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes, because
I definitely read it.
You weren't going to write one, were you? So this year it's your turn, right?
I substituted her in for me.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. She wrote a brilliant story and that was in there. And that was a really good story. But first time she's ever written a story too, I believe.
First story she's ever written. Plenty
I wouldn't have of, known that from
plenty of Instagram and Facebook posts she's written, but outside of that, that's it. Yeah.
So the idea is sit down, have a think about it, a story in your life, a story from your life, or it can be the life of someone you know or someone who is important to you, and tell that story really precisely and shortly and entertainingly and send it into the competition. You can go to storiesoflife.net is the website. That's got all the stuff on it that you need. It also includes videos on how to write stories. So if you thought about it and you thought, yeah, I'd love to tell my story, but you're scared about it, and who isn't? Trust me, everyone. There's a whole lot of stuff there that explains to you how to do it, what to do, what not to do, some tips and stuff.
What's the time frame? When do we need to have things in?
Well, there's a couple of time frames. The first most important one is that throughout the month of June, you can send in what you've written. And a couple of the folk from Tabor, the creative writing program there, will read your stories and send them back to you for free and you get feedback. So you can sort of see how your story's going. And if it's the first time you've ever written, then you can, you know, say, oh, okay, this is what I've learned from that. And then then you've got to get it in by the end of July. And then that's the cutoff date. So the feedback month is June. That is huge. So many people are using that now, and a lot of the stories that go into that feedback month do end up getting published.
So if you've never written anything before, this is a great chance to dip your toe in and give it a shot. Mm. And, you could be a published author handing out Christmas presents at the end of this year to all the relatives of your new book.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. I am in this particular one. Yes. Oh, what a coincidence. But you'll like it. Yeah. It really is a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's a great joy to be able to tell your story of faith too. It really is a wonderful thing. So make sure you check it out. Storiesoflife.net. Go check it out, and I look forward to reading your stories.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.